Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hi, everybody. It's so great to be here today. I am in sunny Hawaii, and actually here it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and on the East Coast it's 3 o'clock. And wherever you are, we actually have listeners all over. Hope you're having a wonderful start of your day, or it could be the end of your day or the middle of your day. That's what I love about this radio, being able to do this online the way we do it nowadays. It's so incredible because people get to listen in their convenience, at the convenience of their own home, in the car, wherever you'd like to listen to it. So I'm really excited. Today we're actually going to talk the first half about real estate and not putting all your eggs in one basket. So it's going to be pretty interesting, but a lot of information, tidbit of information, so that you can just check into different things if you haven't heard of it. And if you want to call in, the number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. If you want to email, you can email radio@realityuniversal.com. You can ask questions on Facebook as well. And the second half of our show, I'm excited to bring in Allison Sappington. She is the owner of Barefoot Bride in Ocean City, Maryland. And she's amazing when it comes to setting up weddings and styles. And just she's going to bring tons of advice on how you can plan a beautiful beach wedding, and the cost is much less than you would imagine. So many different tips that you could use in planning a wedding, making it simple, because really it's your day. It's definitely your day to be done the way you want to do it. We always hear stories of people, everybody has to, they want it, plan it the way the family says, or this one says, or that one says, and of course whoever's paying for it gets to say, but it's really nice to just keep it special and make those special moments so that you can remember this forever. And it's the special moments you're going to remember more than anything. And Allison's going to bring some great tips on the second half, so I'm really looking forward to that. And so we are going to go ahead and dig right in on the first half. Right now, this is actually September 3rd, 2014. Sometimes I really like to say the dates on the shows because we have so many archive listeners, and that way if it's bringing you up to date to what's happening. And right now in the United States, the economy seems to be doing pretty well. Interest rates are still very low. There's still a lot of job layoffs. There's still a lot of concern in the concern about the economy. We've got global issues going on, wars going on, et cetera. But it looks like overall real estate's still a good investment. The numbers are still there. Stock markets seem to be doing pretty well. So the consumer confidence is up from where it was just a couple years ago. And so you may be thinking, what do I do? What are my options? There's just so many ways to invest your money. People may not have any money to invest, and trying to make decisions can be very tough. Lots of people, I've seen many people over the years, once they get really good at one mode of investing, kind of try to stick with that, and whatever works, you know, they try to keep working with that. I'm a big believer of not putting all your eggs in one basket so that you diversify. And when you look at it, it's it's kind of the safest way to go. But then you say, okay, where do I diversify? You know, and this is where I think it just behooves you to get as much information as you can. And we're bombarded with information these days, so you definitely want to get pen and paper out when you're thinking about doing these things and crunch it. Crunch the numbers, crunch it, talk to advisors, talk to the experts. It's wonderful that we can go on search engines now and Google information or use the other search engines and give us more information. But we're just flooded with it. So I strongly advise you definitely want to speak to your accountant, tax advisor. You can talk to a real estate attorney, depending on what you're involved in. And real estate agents and brokers are going to be a good source of information, too, to carry you through the transaction if you're going to be actually purchasing real estate, getting involved in bringing the seller and the buyers together, whether you're doing this as a smaller investment or it's a huge investment. Basically, on the show today, we're going to be talking more about residential, some commercial real estate, but the huge, huge investments are handled completely differently, but not differently. You still have a lot of questions to ask and information to get. So I definitely recommend, we're going to run down different types of situations. I definitely recommend getting all the information you can, and don't just go with one route until you really have figured out what you want to do. So say you're going to buy a house and it's strictly the house that you're going to live in. You may be looking for other alternatives than with something you're going to buy for an investment. But still, when you're looking at something you're going to live in, you want to buy that property knowing that when you turn around that it is going to grow a nest egg for you. If you hold on to it, are you going to make money over the years? How can you plan it? You're going to get the tax write-offs. I'm amazed to this day how many people renting homes do not realize how large of a tax write-off we're still able to get here in the United States of America. There's some countries where they don't get any tax write-offs whatsoever, a lot of countries. But we still have that huge incentive to purchase a house versus renting a property for your own primary residence. Now, there are times when it makes sense to rent, depending on what you're doing. If you're putting money into your businesses or you're traveling there's just different situations and scenarios. And you can even get a tax write-off then if the company has to rent the place for you. But there's just too many scenarios to ever be able to go over everything in this 30 minutes. But we just like to throw out the tidbits so that you get thinking about it. So if it's a primary residence and, if you're renting and you're spending the same amount of money in renting that it would cost you to buy, it's a no-brainer that you should buy. If you're saving a lot and that same property would cost you way more to buy, then that's a different situation. So, but I'm still amazed that the amount of people that do not realize the write-offs you get when you buy a property versus renting a property if you don't have any other business write-offs or if it's definitely a personal primary residence. So some of the investments, different investments, there's REITs, which are REITs, and that's real estate. They're real estate investment trust. Those you go through, contact your stockbroker or your financial advisor to be able to be set up with a REIT. And now that people do, there are small investors setting up their own REIT groups, kind of sort of speak, but I think it's safe to go through, it's much safer to go through the investors, and you're always taking a risk no matter what you do, but a financial advisor to see how you can do it. And companies that are buying, setting these up and buying mutual funds and investing in different phases of real estate, and then you're going to get a rate of return on your money. So it's called REITs, REITs. Sounds like REITs, but it's REITs. And if you talk to your financial advisor, stock advisor, whomever, they'll know what a REIT is and be able to give you information on that so you can research that more. You can actually use your Roth IRA and get involved. You're not supposed to take money out of a Roth IRA without penalty until age 59 and a half, but there's ways to actually use that money for deposits and then take the profit and put it back in there if it's done. These are just, we're giving you ideas, but there's ways to do this. You have to research it much further. Your IRA, You can use a portion of your IRA without penalties to buy, for example, a first home. Again, you want to check with your consultant. If you're in the military, the VA loan is phenomenal. VA loans let you buy a property with 100% financing. There's a VA funding fee, but that can even be financed. So that's a really great way to get in if you're a veteran, have a VA loan. Now, there are VA loans that are assumable that you can assume even if you're not a vet, but you still need to qualify. So there's just so many. So when you're looking for a house, you may want to find out what are the rates, what are the, you know, what type of loans on the house already, if it can be assumable. The rates are so good right now, though lots of times people aren't looking for assumable mortgages. They're usually doing that when the rates are much higher, but it still makes sense to check into it. So we have, there's FHA loans, which you can get in with 3.5%. Farmers home loans actually are 100%, it's USDA, it's farmer home loan, 100% financing. It's set out for rural areas, but you'd be amazed that the population, many areas have a higher population and they still qualify for the farmer's home loan. So these are types of things you want to, if you're getting in and you're buying a house for yourself or even investments, you want to find out about what's the best loan for you, what's the best option for you. Savings and loans, the smaller banks sometimes can give you better deals, especially if you have relationships with them. They may be able to do more than the larger banks, but you just don't know until you shop around. The mortgage brokers are generally going to, they're going to have, they have to charge a little bit more because they're kind of the go-between, but they're able to structure deals in ways that sometimes it's not more. So that's really important. There's jumbo loans. There's asset loans. Now, we get into these loans when you're going to the higher limit loans, but there's ways you can actually possibly buy with your assets. If you have businesses and assets, and you may be able to do that under asset loans. The rate might be a little bit higher, but not always. There's actually some that are lower. So I'm not trying to flip from one side to the other, just giving information to say, hey, check into this. Don't be told this is the only loan you can do one way or no way. But not putting all your eggs in one basket, like different loans too. The Small Business Administration has loans. There's, and that's, it depends on what you're doing. But there's also grants. There's other ways to get money as well. So you might want to check into these other options. I don't know how many of you have heard of crowdfunding, but crowdfunding is becoming huge, and people are going and actually doing crowdfunding for vacations, writing a book, taking college, buying properties, just all kinds of things. And I'm sure you guys have heard of bitcoins, but we're not going to get into that on this show today. But there's just so much going on out there, and it's really important to look and see what you're doing. So what you want to do, and it's really good to get in and invest in. You don't want to invest if you don't have anything to invest with your last bit to cover your expenses. You always want to be covered. But there's some investments you may be able to get into that are going to be so minimal, and you can make a pretty good profit. When it comes to properties, there's just so much. And what we're doing today for 30 minutes is just going over different ideas and ways. We could take each one of these that I'm mentioning and spend a couple hours or more, way more than a couple hours actually, just going over details and pros and cons and what you need to look for and not look for, etc. So if you can always email us too, and we love your suggestions, to radio@realityuniversal.com. You can go on our website and give us your tips, information, questions. If you're looking for brokers or agents anywhere in the country, we can actually place you. We work through a worldwide network as well, but you can go to our site, realityuniversal.com, and your questions will be answered, I promise. And you can also be placed with other brokers that are in your area that offer the menu programs that we offer. Just a quick tidbit on that. Realty Universal is a membership network association that works with local brokers in your area that are members. Sometimes we go through third-party affiliates, other affiliates if there isn't a Realty Universal member right in your area. But these are going to be people that we've, you know, checked out, et cetera. Our actual members have had training, and anybody that's a member, that's a broker or an agent, is going to be able to offer the programs we offer. So if you're a buyer or a seller, you can save a lot of money if you get involved and get some of the sweat equity. There's everything from a for sale by owner program all the way up to full service. If you're a buyer, you've got the traditional help all the way to there's a buyer rebate program. Just depends on the level that you need. And even if you're doing a big commercial deal, there's ways that it can tie in and save you quite a bit of money as well. So a couple other investments, though. If you, you know, lots of people, the markets, depending on where you are, and we have listeners from all over, so can't zero in on just one market right now. Some markets are booming. Some markets are slower. Some markets, it's hard to get a good rate of return on your investment. Others have a higher rate of return. Many people want to see 10 to 12% rate of return. There's some areas, like in Hawaii, they may only get a 5 or 6% return on an investment property. So you have to want to learn how to crunch your numbers. But don't think, oh, I'm just too small of an investor, I can't do it. You could literally maybe buy a property where you can pull a lot off of a property. So you may look at, just as an example, you may see a property that's worth, wherever your area is, say it's worth $250,000, but it has a large lot. It's worth it to find out if the zoning would allow for a second property, a house on that property, because now if you have something at market value that's $250,000, but you can pull a lot off of that, by the time you take out your expenses and building and everything, whatever, you can either sell the lot by itself or you could put a house on it. You may have a great profit right in there. So these are things that people don't think about all the time because they say, you know, oh, I'm not going to have time to do this or this. So a lot of times people are looking at buying a property, fixing it up and flipping it. You may want to fix it up and just rent it long term. So this is where it's really good to talk to your advisor. But there's a lot of ways to do things. So if you don't have the money either, an owner may carry that for you. An owner may consider holding the mortgage. An owner may consider doing anything. So it's really about thinking outside of the box and not limiting yourself, because how many people are on this call that have said, oh, I wish I would have bought that years ago when that lot was $5,000 and I could have got it and now it's $100,000. Or I know in Hawaii I hear people say, well, we paid $50-some thousand for our property and now it's worth $1,000,002, and they're thrilled. You know, it's nice to keep, you know, be safe, but keep momentum. Do some things. You know, just even if it's going to be REITs, or it's good to have some in stock, some in hard assets, in your, you know, have money in your home, you know, equity in your home. Most important is you're happy with what you're doing with your life, you know, in the way that you're structuring it so that you open up the alternatives, give yourself some residual income, some freedom, and planning. Because, and what I say about not having all our eggs in one basket is we never know what could happen, like what happened in 2008. A lot of people lost a lot of money, and then some people made money. And then, you know, I know the stock market, people said in 2008 was really bad, and then the last 3 years, people started making a lot of money. So it's definitely a risk. And that's why it's kind of nice if you say, if you kind of have a portfolio and talk to your advisors. It's amazing how much free information with good advisors is out there now. You know, the banks offer it, insurance companies, the online companies like Ameritrade, many of the others, StockTrade. So there's just so many ways to learn about investment. One item I don't want to miss, and we're talking about real estate investing, but it all ties in together because you're dealing with money. You want to get the money, and think about this, okay? Just on a house, you go and you take a loan, and you look at how much interest the lender, the bank, is making on that loan after 30 years. So it's really important to try to pay that off in 15 years without changing your lifestyle, because you can do that. Or you can even pay it off in 7 or 8 years if you're focused and you apply principles and start working on these issues. And it's not too late. So if you're listening to this and you're going, oh my gosh, I wish I shoulda, coulda, woulda, whatever, I think we all do that all the time. I've had properties that went up way more. If I would have kept it, I didn't. I was, you know, working on building the businesses at times. And then I'm in real estate. So you just sometimes you go, oh, and you can't kick yourself because all you can do is work with what you have now. But now you have more knowledge, so it's really good. And say you're on the call and you're listening, you go, I don't have any money to invest with. Well, you could talk to somebody you're close with or see if any relatives want to do it with you or not do it. Or again, see if there's any owner financing available. You never know until you ask. But when you sit down and you start going, okay, today I'm going to start investing, you might start even with $500 or $200. You know, you could look at the I don't think there's a minimum on REITs, but I can't speak for the different ones, different programs or whatever. So you could get into something and just start learning about it. We're not going to get into stock. I mean, I'm definitely not a stock advisor by any means, and we always say you have to contact your tax accountant and CPA and your attorney for any advice. So we're not giving any legal advice here. We're just throwing out ideas so that you can start looking at things and going, wow, I didn't know I could get that loan or this loan. There's a lot of loans for first-time homebuyers. Also loans if you're and money and funding if you're a nurse, if you're a police officer. A lot of cities actually have different funding programs available to in the communities to get people to move in to the communities. For example, nurses, doctors, police, I've seen where they'll get $10,000, I'm throwing out things here, to use for closing costs. So just big thing is not to assume and say, okay, how am I going to do this? And let me start small. Let me start this, doing this. And before we're getting ready to switch to the second half of the show, as I've mentioned before on our show, so talk to your advisors and also get insurance. Also get insurance. Insurance is always important because even though insurance costs a lot of money at times, the risk, the money that it costs, you're getting a good rate of return on your money if you have an emergency and it needs to be covered. So you want to make sure you're covering and protecting your asset as well. So there's just so many ways that you can do something. And you may have more collateral or more assets than you think. You can also joint venture with people and start working on, you're going to work on different ways to supplement your income, make income, do what you do with your income, and then it's important to invest it. Huge is compound interest, and I wish we would have all been told about compound interest when we were kids, because it's amazing when you look at what happens with compound interest versus simple interest. And so it's never too late to start at all. And there's still many, many programs out there. Now, if you're in a situation, you say, well, I just had a short sale, I can't buy anything, there's some FHA programs out there right now that you can buy within a year. Bankruptcies. You know, typically bankruptcies or foreclosures are 2 to 4 years. There's some different programs out there now that it's even less. So don't assume. If one lender tells you, nope, can't do it, it's not going to work this way, check with a couple lenders. Also find out if they're direct lending or if they're doing government loans. There's just so many questions. And at any time, you can always go to realtyuniversal.com and ask questions, and then we'll put you in touch with the right people as well, too. Or give you information. And so my hope is that you get into some of it. Don't say, nah, it's not for me, no, I can't do it. Get into something. And if you have not bought a house yet, that's a good place to start. I wish you the best with all of it. And you can contact us if you want to call in at 347-945-5428. And today's the best day to start rather than wait. And we are getting ready to start, go into our second half. So I'm just going to run through a couple things we talked about in the first half. We've got about 2 more minutes here, and then we're going to go over to our second half. And I'm looking forward to our guest, Allison Sappington, who owns Barefoot Bride in Ocean City, Maryland. She is going to be giving us tons of tips on planning beach weddings and fashion, and just it doesn't cost as much as you think, and how to create your lasting memories that you're going to have for the rest of your life, because that's what it's really all about when you're planning your wedding and making those vows for your commitment. So what we went down today, just a recap, is REITs, the Roth IRAs, the IRAs, FHA, VA, Farmers Home Loans, Savings and Loans, SBA, the Jumbo Loans, Asset Loans, Investments, crowdfunding, developing land. There's so much that we can't kind of just go over and give you tidbits. So we are going to take a quick break and come back to our second half. And we are back to Realty Universal Radio, and I'd like to welcome our guest, Allison Sappington, with Barefoot Bride OC, with Barefoot Bride in Ocean City, Maryland. And I'm really looking forward to this. How are you doing, Allison?
I'm doing great, Natalie. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So we're both on different sides of the world with beaches. You're in Ocean City, so it's 3:30 your time, and I'm in Hawaii, and it's 9:30 my time. Isn't that so much fun to just be everywhere?
Yes, all at once.
All at once. So it's really exciting to hear what you're doing, because you're amazing. I with style and tell me, Barefoot Brides. It's all beach weddings, right? I put them soon. Tell us a little bit about what you all do and how you started it, and just before we get into the real good tips.
Barefoot Bride is a beach wedding service, and what we do is we help people mostly coming in from out of town to plan and execute the wedding of their dreams. And it started because my partner, Jody Noonan, has a bridal shop in Salisbury, and all of her brides that were buying gowns and going to the islands or out of the country to have these weddings, and she was seeing pictures, you know, they'd always send a picture of them in their dress on the beach and this and that. And she said, you know, why can't we do that here? We have a beautiful beach. It's inexpensive. It's a drivable destination for most people on the East Coast. So we thought, well, how many people really get married at the beach? We didn't think it was that many. So we bought business cards, and the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah. We were very surprised at how many people actually come to Ocean City, Maryland to get married on the beach. And I think part of it is because it's drivable. And for a lot of elderly people, people's grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts and uncles, they don't want to get on a plane. Traveling is a lot of work.
That makes sense.
And it's expensive. And they can drive. Depending on the time of year you do it here, it's very reasonable to do a wedding in Ocean City, Maryland.
Is it? With Barefoot Bride, you actually help them through the whole process. Are you like a wedding planner? Are you doing the actual setup type of? Can you tell us what you do with that?
Well, we are not quote unquote wedding planners, but we find that we're becoming more of that. Most of our couples are from out of state, and they need help with, you know, finding a venue for their reception. A lot of people don't have receptions. They come here and get married and they go home. But if they do, we work with all the major hotels. We try to get an idea of what their budget is, you know, what they're looking for, because there are hotels to meet every budget down here. And then we give them guidance as to who to call and how to make it happen and what their vision is for a reception. We have a new package this year called the Sandcastle Package, and we actually work with two different venues, one oceanfront and one bayside, where you can do a reception for 35 to 50 people and a wedding all in the same spot and all at $10,000 or less.
You're kidding.
No, and that includes
the
barbell.
Wow, and that's... Is that it's so Sandcastle Package, and so it's on the bay or the ocean? Is
it's
that
either
that,
or.
Okay.
You can pick a bay location. We work with one of the hotels on Bayside, and you can pick a oceanfront location. Now, the Bayside location, the big thing about that that's so nice is you can do your reception on the beach. If it's 50 people or less, they can do the whole dinner and everything outside.
Wow, that's fantastic. And then the beachside is going
to
be?
The beachside, you actually pay a fee to use the building, but you get the entire building, and your wedding has to be after 5:30 when they're closed. And the whole building is yours. They do the catering, you know, and you pick your menu and you pick what you want. And so the upside is you get a two-story building on the beach. Lots of
and
parking.
That's for up to 35, 50 people. It's under $10,000. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I think for to have a full. Wow. Does that include the photographer, or that's going to be something they're going to be just kind of, I'm not, it's been a long time ago since I got married, so I really have, like, no clue. No. I think we're going to have to be, Kenny will be hopefully, before too long, we'll have to.
Plan his wedding. Our packages, we decided to do packages. Think about if you went to, say, Sandals in Jamaica. You pick a wedding package, you pay your fee, you show up, and everything's done. Our packages include the 1 hour of photography, which is on the beach. It includes your officiate. It includes your entire beach setup, the decor package, and we have five different packages to choose from there. So whether you want to spend $1,800 or you want to spend $300 just to have somebody show up and marry you and no decor. We provide chairs. If it's over 20 chairs, we have to farm it out because it's too hard for us to do that on the beach in the sand. So it includes your permits, your officiate, your photographer, your coordinator for your ceremony. We have a cake person, so if you need a wedding cake, we have access to that. If you need flowers, we have access to that. That's an additional charge. The cake is an additional charge. And then we have a fabulous hair and makeup team that will travel to your hotel, your condo, wherever you are. They will come to you, so you don't have to leave your room on your wedding day.
Now, what's the package cost about? I'm just going to put, because I know they can go, we're going to give out information in a minute, but what's approximately?
They run $300 to $1,800 for a package.
That's so reasonable.
That's for your ceremony. And cakes are very reasonable, hair and makeup. I mean, it's almost like a budget package, but we wanted people to be able to come to Ocean City, get married, have a beautiful wedding, and, you know, after you're married, what's the only thing you have after it's all said and done? Your pictures.
Right, exactly.
And a photographer can, you know, if you have to book a photographer, can run you $2,600 and up just to book a photographer built into our packages.
The wow. So when we're saying the 10,000, I hate to get into the money part. I mean, they have to, but I just wanted people to hear that when it's like 10,000 or under, when they're talking about the catering, the hotel or the building, et cetera, you know, the function, the reception,
right.
is that plus 3,300 to 1,800, or is that kind of, they can kind of work it in together?
Oh no, that's the whole, everything. The wedding ceremony, the decor, your reception decor, your setup, your breakdown, your reception, your photographer, all
Oh, my
of it.
Gosh, I guess I know where we're going.
It includes
that's fantastic.
Everything.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful. So then all they have to do is pick out gowns if they're, I mean, they have to do, and you said your partner has a wedding shop?
Yes. She has Amber Nicole Bridals in Salisbury, but she is getting ready to close that down because we have just had such great luck with Barefoot Bride that that's going to be her main focus and my main focus.
Well, I love it. Because I know I saw in Hawaii a dress that was like $27,000 just for the dress, you know. I mean, because, of course, people can, you know, spend or not spend, which to me is silly, right, to be paying that kind of, but the people do what they're going to do. So that's just really, really awesome. Do people actually, if somebody's on a really tight budget, do they have financing or take credit cards or?
No, for those people, we require a retainer of $500.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing the sandcastle package, the retainer is $1,300. And then a lot of people who plan a year out, they will pay monthly. It's all due in full 30 days prior to the wedding. So
yeah.
we don't have financing,
okay.
But if they want to pay it off as they go along, they can do that as well. And the nice thing about getting married on the beach, you don't have to wear a wedding gown. If you want to wear a wedding gown, you can. We have married people in everything from cutoffs to the full-out wedding gown with a veil and a tiara and jewelry. So, you know, it's pretty casual. We call ourselves Barefoot Bride, and we always recommend people take their shoes off, so it's a barefoot wedding. And
I also
tell a lot of our people, you know, it helps them to weed out their guest list.
It's, you know, I was mentioning the pricing just because people are going to be at different. Some people might say, oh, I'm not going to be able to ever do it. I can't do this. Or, you know, somebody could even, have the beach wedding and then just go have a party somewhere else, right? I'm just saying for people that aren't going to, because I think this is so special because, I mean, people are notorious. I mean, they're going to Martin's West, I mean, in Maryland, I guess. I don't even know what that's probably thousands for a wedding.
Oh. Across the bridge in Baltimore, you're probably starting at about 125 ahead.
That's your bar bill. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's just now you are so artistic because I know you and you're so wonderful with fashion, etc. Tell us what tips are there where people can actually make it so special, that wedding so special, but yet easy, you know, comfortable, and take a lot of the stress out of it.
Most of our brides that we work with, pretty much it becomes less stressful because they wear exactly what they want to wear. And we always tell them, you don't have to worry about shoes. You don't have to worry about flowers. It's very relaxed. It's very laid back. And the thing that the guys like is if they want to wear, we've had a few show up in tuxes, which is kind of hot on the beach, but a lot of them like linen trousers and linen shirts, and that's very laid back. You would never go to a church and wear linen trousers and a linen
mm-hmm.
button-down shirt and get married. So they can wear shorts. I mean, it's pretty much, there aren't a whole lot of rules. And I think
you always hear people, they're planning their wedding a year ahead of time, and it's so much stress, and this is going on, and this is going on, and really it's about the event and having fun and you hear people getting wedding planners so that this isn't forgotten and that's not forgotten. So what you all are actually doing is you're saying, show up, this is all prepared, we're going to...
Yes,
we're kind of... That's amazing, and it's just so... No, with what you're doing, it's just incredible. Can somebody have a minister come or a priest come if they're going to allow it or whatever? Can they do that?
Yes, and we'll still file all your permits, and we'll still do it. That package is called the Coral Sands Package, and it doesn't include a photographer, and it does not include the officiant because some people have their own officiant or their brother or their mother or their uncle, you know, somebody they want to perform the wedding. So we can back that out, and we back the photographer out, and we just will show up. And like I said, it's very simple. You go on, you say, all right, I like this package and this decor, and we show up. We try to mix them up just so that they all don't look alike, which they don't. But,
wow. Because I've seen in Hawaii they do a lot of beach weddings. Do you have like a gazebo type of, is there like a setup? Just let me picture what happens. Is it kind of like everybody comes out and they just tell us a little bit about, so people can, you know, they're walk down, can they walk down the aisle? Do they just show
up?
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, we, We actually have different setups. We have a full arbor, which is 8 sides. Think of a bamboo box type thing on the beach. We have a half arbor. We have a wrought iron arbor. And then we have what we call the black sand package, which is 2 planters with greenery and flowers with a little partial arbor on it. And then for our people that do our white sand package and have a photographer, we use driftwood and we do a heart on the beach, or we use palm leaves and we do a heart on the beach. And we just started this year with the palm leaves. You can get married right prior to sunset and we'll set the whole beach with votives. So
ooh,
by the time you say I do, all the candles are lit, and it by the time it gets dark, everything is lit.
Oh, my gosh, that must be absolutely gorgeous. Now, what happens if it rains?
We have a couple of different options. If you're having a reception, most of the venues will allow us to move inside. Some of the larger hotels have a plan B room, they call it, where we can actually come in. We always move everything inside, perform the wedding inside just as if it was on the beach. And if it's a smaller group, we have a location at 120th Street, and we just bring them right inside. We keep an arbor set at all times so people can, A, come in and look at the showroom, and, B, if it rains, we can move you right inside, switch out the decor to whatever package you chose, and marry you right there.
That's fantastic. I love it. Music. It's just whatever they want? Or?
What we do is we provide, for lack of a better term, like a little boombox, and we recommend that they bring something iPod or iPod compatible. Most people play 3 songs, something they come into. We do a sand ceremony on the beach instead of lighting unity candles. Can't light candles on the beach. And then something to lead to. So a lot of people will have a song playing during the sand ceremony. And that's a great option if it's a second marriage or a first marriage and one of the two has kids or you both have children, then the children get involved and they get to help with the sand ceremony. Some of the other touches you can do, we've done jumping the broom, hand fasting, which is what they used to do back in the day before anybody ever had rain.
What's it called?
Hand fasting. You actually lace the hands together once they're married. Blessing of the hands. We do a seashell ceremony where everybody gets a seashell. And at the end of the wedding, you toss the seashell into the ocean to bring good luck to the couple.
Wow.
We do a dove release. A lot of people do that if somebody in their family has passed and they can't be there, a parent or a grandparent, they'll do a dove release and the lady will come and bring these 2 doves. They're beautiful. And after you do the ring exchange and the sand ceremony, you release the doves.
And that's part of if somebody passed so that you're...
A lot of people do that for somebody in memory of somebody. But you can do it for any reason. But, you know, if you have something you need done, we will find a way to get it done.
So they can write their own vows and do whatever they want. So approximately how long is it? Well, before we go, because we've got 15 minutes. Oh, boy, time goes by so fast. Give us your contact information and your website.
It's barefootbrideoc.com is our website. All of our packages and our contact is there. The best number is 443-695-5044. And we can do a wedding in as little as 48 hours.
You're kidding.
Unless you already have your Worcester County marriage license. And we can do it as quick as possible. But you
That's
have
amazing
to, have a marriage,
to me. Okay, yeah.
You have to have a marriage license from Worcester County. And on our website, we have a form you can take to your courthouse to get a Worcester County license. And you have to have it for a minimum of 48 hours before you can get married.
That's just so people were made sure they knew what they were doing. I've always loved that, how over the years. It's like you have to get the, except Vegas, right? Vegas just lets the people go do it right away. And I think a lot of people wake up the next day and they're sorry.
Yeah, I don't think they have a waiting period. I think it's immediate there. And you don't need witnesses.
So the people go and they have too much to drink and they wake up and go, what did I do? No, I'm just kidding.
And they're like, who are you? Are we married?
Oh, no. So I had this dream for years. Used to have this dream for years that I got married in a dream and I wake up and go, oh, my gosh, I didn't do a prenuptial agreement. Oh, my God. Like, you know, just a like a nightmare, you know, or something. But,
yeah.
Wow, this is... this is really incredible. And if they need your help, like if they say, we just, you know, need your help with dresses, or they want to do the bride and the bridesmaid and things, are you all able to help with that too? Because it sounds like you're putting, you know, where to get everything.
Yeah, well, we do. We offer that to all of our brides and grooms. We help them with, you know, like I said, hair, makeup, cake, limos, restaurants, dinner, reservations. We have a core group of people we work with down here, and we can call and say, hey, we've got a couple, they're coming in, they need 10 rooms, a block of rooms. So, yes, we can do that. And there's
a lot of little cute
places on the boardwalk. A lot of people come in and don't want to wear a quote-unquote wedding gown, but they want something beachy and gauzy. There are a ton of places on the boardwalk.
Wow. And then,
yeah.
I'm surprised that people don't want to wear wedding gowns. I would think more people would want to wear a wedding gown, but since from what you're saying, it seems like a lot of people aren't really opting for that. Things are really changing.
I would say it's 50-50.
Some
girls are dead set, you know, they want the whole everything. And then we get the other ones that want beachy, gauzy, barefoot. Then we get people that show up, like I said, in cut-off shorts.
Wow.
And we even did a wedding for a couple that was into hunting, and they both wore camo. She had a camo wedding gown. Camo rings, camo everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because I think it should be original for whatever they want, right, because it's their day. And,
if you look at our website and follow us on Facebook, you will see every wedding. Some people jump in the ocean in their dresses. I mean,
wow.
You know, we get it all. It's great.
I love it. I love it.
And I think that's why people, they do destination weddings for two reasons. A, to wean out their guest list. B, to do it their way. C, to have, you know, just show up. A lot of them get tired. They're planning a wedding at home, and they have their whole family, and everybody's getting on everybody's nerves, and everybody has an opinion, and they just say, oh, the heck with it, and they just get on a plane and come and get married.
Well, it makes sense, because a lot of times people, you can't invite everybody, and then somebody's going to get offended, especially if they have a huge family, you know, You know, I remember when I got married years ago, and of course I've been divorced for years. I know I don't want to say it like that, but that it was like we weren't going to invite all the children because different people had a lot of children, and it was just a number of people, and then that would keep it simple at the time, and people got mad, you know. So and you hear it all the time, the parents are paying for the wedding, and they want it this way, and the bride and groom want it that way. So it's really difficult. And I have friends right now and. Florida, and their children want them there, but they wanted to fly off and have a wedding somewhere else, you know. So you're right. There's probably all types of things. And this Ocean City, Maryland is so convenient. I mean, it really is close. And you've got the airport, or airports right there. Salisbury Airport, I think, is right nearby.
Yes. And 3 hours away, we have Philadelphia, and the other 3 hours is Baltimore, BWI.
That's fantastic.
And for people that won't fly, New York is 4 to 5 hours. Pennsylvania is 3 to 5 hours, depending on where in PA you are. And most of Maryland is 3 hours in Virginia.
Virginia Beach is, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours, I think, right? Virginia Beach, even if somebody's...
Yeah.
Depending on where... So if somebody says, now, Barefoot Bride in Ocean City, this is right, it's Worcester County. But Worcester County, for example, Assateague Island is part of Worcester County, right? Could you do a wedding there? If you could.
Yes.
With horses
and
everything.
We actually have a few coming up.
Really?
The only thing I tell people if they don't know Assateague is that if the wind is blowing the wrong way, you can get flies.
The horse flies. I remember Assateague and horse flies. So that is a really – see, I would have forgotten about that had you not mentioned it. That's a really good point. So, you know,
so
it's important
people,
that,
you know.
Yeah, it's really important that they talk to you ahead of time. I mean, really go let you help you plan it with them because there's things that they're not going to think about.
And they don't think about the fact that when you pay parking, it's per person per car. If you have four people in your car, you pay for four people. And the other thing that I always tell people when they want to do Assateague, if you have anyone elderly or disabled, are they going to be able to walk to the beach? Because I don't know when the last time you were there, but you have to cross that big, huge, little, you know, walkway bridge to get down
right,
to the beach.
Right, so that's not going to be difficult.
Yeah. So
these types of things, Well, how did people on the beach, if they're, well, they could still get there because they're far. I guess you, and as far as blocking off that portion of the beach, that's something you all take care of.
Well, we get a permit. Help. We're pretty good at chasing them out.
Amazing.
And the other
amazing.
Thing is, if you have someone in your family who's handicapped, there are wheelchairs, and there are every 10 blocks is a handicap accessible beach.
Fantastic.
So you can actually take your car. If somebody's in the car and can't walk far, you can drive it to the edge of the, you know, the little walkway to the beach, get the handicap wheelchair, and get them on the beach.
That's fantastic. If they have a large crowd coming in with all the hotels, and I know with Ocean City and even you've got Ocean Pines and Berlin, there's a lot of vacation rental setups where you could probably just even rent an entire house for a week at a really, really reasonable rate if people want to do that. That's some of the nice things about when you're going towards the beach area and having weddings. It's easier, I think, than in some, you know, depending on, you know, what they're doing, just because some people want to keep having parties. Allowable parties, but, you know, to the house. Well, that sounds great.
Depending on how many people and what they're looking for, you know, we can either steer them to a real estate agent or to a hotel and one of our contacts, because some people don't want to pay that per night fee. Because in season, it's expensive.
Well, we have, I know, because we still do brokeraging right there in Ocean City, but I know the property management companies handle the rentals, and there's so many vacation rentals, especially if you're going between, May till through September, which I would think are your larger months for weddings, or not really?
Yeah, September is actually the biggest wedding month down here. And
why is
part
that?
Of October, probably because all of the tourists, the kids and the college kids have gone back to school. The weather is fabulous. The beaches are not too crowded. And, you know, weekday weddings, it's pretty quiet.
So do you have weekday weddings or mostly weekends?
Every day. We do them every day of the week.
Wow. You know, everything's getting so unconventional. I mean, how should I put it? I guess I'm getting older and I'm going, wow, I was used to the... You know, years ago, we've doing a wedding in a church, and people do go to the Justice of Peace, but then, you know, it's just amazing how things have changed, and you can just set it up. And typically they would be on Saturdays, right, or depending on what religion somebody is. Every day, huh?
I tell people there are only 4 Saturdays in most months, and there are only 4 sunsets. So if you want a sunset, you better be way ahead of the game because those go first. And then there are... You know, sunrise every morning. A lot of people get married at sunrise. I did one this morning.
Well, that's a good point. So on the beach on that side where you are, that would be sunset. How do you do that? You got to do sunset, sunrise is on the other side.
Well, sunrise is on beach side and sunset is on bay side. But you can still do a sunset wedding on beach side.
Okay, because you're just kind of taking advantage of the whole.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I never would have thought about a sunrise wedding. Oh, my gosh.
I do them all the time.
Really? You find when you do the sunrise wedding, it's a smaller group, or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter. I had one last week with 5 kids between the couple. They had 5 children, and all the kids were the attendants. They were up, dressed, and on the beach at 6:15. I was amazed.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, how did you get all these kids up and dressed and their hair done? And they were, like, civil.
Wow.
Were great.
That's
but
fantastic.
See, then think about it. Your wedding is done. It's over. You have breakfast. You have your entire day. So, you know, do you want to go out and have crabs for lunch as part of your wedding? Do you want to have a big breakfast? Do you want to lay on the beach all day? Some people come for 3 days. They drive in the night before, get married, and then they have 2 days. They don't have to worry about, you know, the anticipation of the wedding. It's over, it's done, it's finished.
It's so great to hear you give all these suggestions because I would have never thought of a sunrise wedding, right? You know, I would never, I mean, it's just, it's amazing. You can do whatever you want to do and you have it all set up to make it work. Because I think the biggest thing is for people to be able to enjoy it and have a great time and have the memories because and not have all that stress, you know, that stress that you hear happening up to the weddings where people are just exhausted.
Well, that's what we tell them. Just tell us what you want and just show up.
I love it.
And that way, everything's done. All you have to do is bring your marriage license and your dress or in your ring, and it's all done.
That it's just fantastic. And wow. So you suggest like the looks and the design if they want it, whatever they want, you'll make suggestions. You know, if they say they want to have everybody dress the same way, different, casual this way, or just even simple but same color. You know, just those types of things.
Because
so they can kind of dream and say this is. They can kind of dream and maybe even on your website email you and say, this is what we want, and you'll give suggestions or, wow.
Yeah.
That's because your website is barefootbrideoc.com, barefootbrideoc.com, and phone number is
443-695-5044.
Yeah. Gosh, we've got about 3 minutes left. Our time goes by so fast on here. I'm just going to do a recap, and I want to see, tell us, let's see, we've got, you could do dove releases, that's those lighting the candles, but not written on the beach, they don't allow the fire, but you can use other
Right.
And
you can't release those lanterns.
Okay.
You know, the lanterns you're talking about?
Yeah,
they
do them in once a year here in Hawaii. They do it, like Memorial Day weekend, they do it here. And it's a Japanese custom for all the people that passed. It's kind of you have a bunch of packages. It's amazing. And, wow, this is just definitely a beautiful way to get married on the beach. And you have it covered no matter what the weather is. So even if somebody wants a winter wedding, they could do that too, right? Are you going to shut down in the winter?
No, I actually have done a few winter weddings when it was very cold. You know, 19 degrees, with people from South Dakota and Minnesota who, to them, it wasn't cold. It was balmy. Yeah.
I guess to them it wouldn't be cold, right? To me, I'd be freezing,
I'm like,
but
why
you're
are
right.
You getting I said, why are you getting married January 2nd on the beach? It's freezing. And they said, oh, this is balmy. I said, balmy? Where are you coming from? South Dakota. 39 below. I'm like, I guess this is balmy.
That is so funny.
Isn't that funny?
It's hysterical. To each his own, and it makes perfect sense. And, oh, my God, that's great. So, Allison, it's been so wonderful having you on. Was there something
you'd like to just
tell people? We've got about 1 minute left to think about when they're planning their wedding.
Just keep it simple. People only remember maybe the view at your reception, if you have a reception. They don't remember, don't stress out over the centerpieces and all of that. They remember if they had a good time. So you want to make sure if you have a DJ that it's a good DJ that will get your people up and moving. And they really want to remember the experience. So all the little things that we see brides freaking out about, you know, the napkins and the chair ties and the, you know, when it's all said and done, think about it. What do you remember from the last wedding you went to?
Exactly.
The bride. The bride and the groom, how good they looked. Oh, God, they had really good food, or the seafood was great, and we danced all night.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, you just remember the fun and the sentimental part. You don't remember if this was a mess or that was a mess or didn't go off well. And, you know,
right. That's
hysterical. Yeah.
And do what you like. Do what you like. If you like bathing suits and sparklers and subs on the beach, well, then do it.
That's a great idea.
Do what works for you. You know what I mean? You don't have to do it for everybody else. Do what you like. And that's what I tell all of my brides. It's not your mom's wedding. It's not your best friend's wedding. It's your wedding. What do you two want? What's really important to you? You want to do sparklers and nobody thinks you should? Well, then do sparklers.
That's perfect.
Right?
Yeah, be you, because it's your day. It's your day to do what you want to do. That's wonderful. Wow,
and
we'll have to have you back on again. And
hopefully you'll only be doing this once, so do it the right way the first
That's a really good point. That's a really great point. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll have you back on. We'd love to hear a couple more things in the winter, in the dead of winter when it's really cold.
I'd love
to hear some stories about that, too, when see how that goes. Allison, thanks a million. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you, Natalie. You too.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.